This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for January 13th. I'm Paul Plack. Piper Aircraft says it will drop both distribution of the Piper Sport aircraft and the company's relationship with Czech Sport Aircraft, which produced the plane. The only reason given was philosophical differences. Piper has selected Western Aircraft as its dealer for new aircraft sales in Alaska, Northern California, Oregon, and Washington, effective immediately. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board met publicly on Tuesday to adopt findings on airbags used as safety restraints in general aviation aircraft. One recommendation is mandated retrofits of shoulder belts in all GA aircraft. Final assembly started Monday on the 1,000th Boeing 767 airliner, with a celebration at the factory in Everett, Washington. Indigo, a low-cost carrier based in India, has signed the biggest single purchase order ever for airliners, for 180 Airbus A320s. Airbus has launched a new subsidiary called Airbus ProSky, dedicated to the development and support of modern air traffic management systems in Europe, the U.S., China, and elsewhere. China's J-20 Black Eagle stealth fighter, reportedly being developed as a rival to the F-22, has reportedly flown for the first time. China has let video out on the internet. Illinois Congressman Jerry Costello has called on the White House to make sure there's no proposal for general aviation user fees in the 2012 fiscal year budget. The FCC has delayed its ban on the use of legacy ELTs indefinitely. And NASA says scientists have found that thunderstorms can produce beams of antimatter particles. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, Jim Campbell wraps up his conversation with the folks at Swift Enterprises about their new aviation fuel. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.